Where are they?
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
A regional Queenslander reality star that we'd love to know where they are right now is Daniel Thisberg, who's from Ellie Beach and appeared on Holy Moly, actually became one of the top 10 and joins us right now. How you going, Daniel?
I'm doing superb, yourself.
Really good. Really happy to have you on, mate. It was like a year ago that everyone was into Holy Moly, the mini golf show. And, mate, you got into the top 10. Just how close did you go to winning that plaid jacket, the golden putter, and $100,000 cash?
Oh, look, it was amazing. And fortunately, I did get the plaid jacket and golden putter for winning my episode.
Of course.
Didn't actually get the cash money, but that's not a problem.
Well, who needs $100,000 when you've got a gold putter and a plaid jacket, my friends?
Where have you worn the jacket since?
Look, I've only worn it a couple of times, really. Where I wore it when I went down to the pub Early Beach to watch the actual grand final episode that I was on, or my episode. And other than that, it was just a few friends and family that wanted to see it with their kids or something.
Yeah, I remember you on the show. For those who don't remember, Daniel, you were very, like, you stand out, man. You got long brown hair, big beard, massive smile on your face. Of course, Greg Norman was the resident golf pro on the show. Did you actually get to meet Greg at all, or were all his bits sort of done separately?
No, we didn't get to meet the shark, unfortunately. We did get to see Matt Shervington and Rob Riggle, which was a good experience.
Good on you, Daniel. The thing about Holy Moly was the crazy course. Like, it was so out there. It was like mini golf times 10, like nothing we've ever seen before. And it was actually built in Queensland. It was in Brisbane. Were you across all this? So I read that Redlands City Council in Brisbane, they petitioned Channel 7 to find a new site for Holy Moly filming, because residents were kept awake until 4 a.m. by noise during filming. So is that what it's like? Like, obviously, it's one of those shows that was filmed at night time. Did your mini golf sessions go, like, well into the a.m.?
Yeah, they did, up to 5 a.m. Once the sun came up, the filming stopped. So there was one time where I was actually possibly going to be on the Uranus hole. So we were waiting for that to come. And then when it was my turn to do it, it was too bright for me to be on Uranus.
I mean, I can confidently say, Gabby, that is the first time those words have ever been uttered on this show.
I'm so glad he said them to you and not to me.
But look, the show was a great experience. Like, the most exciting thing was the actual holes themselves, where the obstacle courses you had to do. That's where I was really loving the fact of being on the show and getting that experience that no one else can do unless they're on the show. Very disappointed in the grand final that I was put on the distractor against a professional golfer.
Yeah.
I thought I was the main guy for challenges, but hey, that's what you got to put in front of you. You got to give it a go.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Would you be devo if it wasn't ever renewed, or would you be happy that you were part of the only season that ever happened?
Oh, little column A, little column B. When I was finishing up with it all, they did say if there was a season two, we'd love to have you back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd even practice next time.
So, Daniel, can you send us a photo of you in your plaid jacket?
Yeah, I sure can.
Send it to producer Hayley. We'd love to have a photo of you in the plaid jacket. Even if you got the golden putter there as well, that'd be great. Didn't get the 100,000, unfortunately, but so awesome to have a regional Queenslander who killed it and relived a show that was so fun. Holy Moly. For Where Are They Now? Daniel, thank you so much for your time, man.